General Miller's recommendation that guards set the conditions for interrogation was cited as problematic in the 53-page report prepared by Major General Antonio Taguba. That report was first made public last week in the New Yorker magazine. Before that, few people had heard of Major General Taguba outside his military circles and the Filipino-American community. We take a closer look now at the man charged with investigating what's become the worst military scandal in recent memory. At 53, General Taguba is the second highest-ranking Filipino-American in the U.S. Army. He was born in Manila, but at age 11, his family moved to Hawaii. He began his military career more than 30 years ago after graduating from Idaho State University with a degree in history. He is married and the father of two adult children. Like many of Filipino descent, General Taguba has often spoken out on behalf of Filipino-American veterans of World War II.
It's a good Sunday. Sun is shining. America is still here. You're here. So it's a wonderful occasion to have this gathering. I'm really, truly honored.
On November 18, 2001, General Taguba marked Veterans Day at George Washington University by honoring a group of Filipino vets. Back then, Taguba was the commanding general of the U.S. Army Community and Family Center. He worked to expand recreation facilities for military families. As he spoke to the veterans that day, the general told them a story about his father, who was himself a U.S. Army sergeant. During World War II, Tomas Taguba served as a member of the Philippine Scouts, bringing supplies to U.S. troops battling the Japanese in Bataan Province.
He fought in Bataan in 1942. He was later captured by the Japanese back in April of 1942. Later escaped, was listed as missing in action, and finally, about 3 years later, was repatriated in July of 1945. So on his 80th birthday in 1999, he was finally awarded the Bronze Star Medal, and the Prisoner of War Medal for his actions in combat. It took over 54 years to gain my parents their due recognition. They sought not to be recognized, only to be appreciated. Now my point is that there's no statute of limitation in recognizing our veterans like those here today.
I've been to Korea, Japan, Germany, Austria, Poland.
This week, Poland. A small group of elderly Filipino-American World War II vets gathered just outside the United States Botanic Garden Conservatory in Washington, D.C. They were there for a ceremony honoring the achievements of Asian American and Pacific Islander veterans. Just like General Taguba's father, 78-year-old Guillermo Rumingan first served as a Filipino guerrilla with the U.S. Army. Rumingan was not part of the infamous death march of captured U.S. and Filipino troops, but like General Taguba's father, Rumingan suffered abuse at the hands of the Japanese as a prisoner of war.
I was captured and stripped naked, jumped in place for 3-4 hours. You may have read about how the Japanese treated these prisoners of war. And it's really sad that we did the same thing to the Iraqi prisoners.
Rumingan has followed General Taguba's career closely. Like other Filipino-Americans, he's proud the general wrote the report detailing the abuse of the Iraqi prisoners. Eric Lachica is head of the American Coalition for Filipino Veterans and has met General Taguba several times.
We salute him for his being courageous enough to let the chips fall where they may.
What was your reaction when you heard that he had authored this report?
I was really shocked, stunned, and I knew he was assigned out there in Kuwait. He sent me email a few months ago back in Christmas that he was being posted out there. So come to think of it, I realized that's why they chose him to do the investigation. He's pretty thorough. His professionalism is quite clear. And his job before he was assigned out there was to work on the Family Resource Center to help the, you know, families of, servicemen and women. So that's why I think he's very sympathetic to how things are.
So you think that the job that he held in the past makes him especially sensitive to the plight of folks in prisons in Iraq?
Right. His integrity is beyond question. He's a straight shooter, as they say. And he impressed us that he's concerned about human rights because he dealt with families who were victims of servicemen who were hurt in the past.
You said that he's, as you've grown to know him, he's told you a few personal stories about himself. One in particular had to do with what happened to him on September 11th. Can you relate that for us?
Yes. At two Christmases ago at our party here in Oxon Hill, Maryland, he told us during his remarks that, with tears in his eyes, that he was there on 9/11. This is in the Pentagon building, having a business meeting with his colleagues. And luckily for him, he was in the restroom. He went to the restroom when the plane hit the building. And the fellow that he was talking to died. So he was very concerned that we don't forget the sacrifices of his colleagues who were victims of that attack.
Another Filipino-American heard the general relate this story as well. General Taguba has received various decorations for his service, including the Meritorious Service Medal and the Army Commendation Medal. His direct superior at the Pentagon was now retired General Jack Keane.
You know, we knocked out a 14-hour, 15-hour day every day, 6 days a week.
Keane was the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army Staff Office in the Pentagon, and Taguba the Acting Director.
Taguba is a very fine officer, tremendous work ethic, does good comprehensive detail work. You know, he calls it the way he sees it. He would have knowledge of the theater. He's receiving intelligence reports every day. He knows what's taking place operationally. So he'd be, you know, well qualified to go into the theater and conduct an investigation.
The 53-page report Taguba produced, an unflinching critical assessment of the Army's 800th Military Police Brigade, is an example of the general's attention to detail. In it, he lists numerous examples of, quote, extremely disturbing incidents of detainee abuse. He criticizes what he calls the poor leadership of the brigade's commander, Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, and he recommends she and several others be relieved from command and reprimanded.
If there's going to be somebody who's going to say this, is Tony Taguba.
Bing Brannigan says the people who know General Taguba aren't surprised by his work. Brannigan works for a National Filipino-American Association. She's watched Taguba defy the notion that an immigrant cannot reach the highest ranks in the military.
Look at him. He's short. He doesn't even look like any American. And here he is. He's a general.
You said he's short. But that doesn't matter.
No.
To him.
Yes. And he has the face of how do you describe an immigrant? And if you look, he is. Take off his stars and all this uniform. You'd see him in the street and you'd elbow him like, poor you, you know. But when he wears the uniform and walked the walks in Pentagon, I saw him. He command. And when his shiny military is just and clicking and everybody, all these white guys, and you know, giving the salute and made us proud.
Brannigan also says when you hear General Taguba speak, it's evident how much he loves the military and this country. These were General Taguba's closing words 3 years ago when he spoke to the Filipino World War II vets being honored on Veterans Day.
It's a great reminder that military service to our nation will always be a very noble profession. So I congratulate and thank our veterans, our proud Filipino-American veterans that are assembled here today, for giving us the life we enjoy so freely. We can only hope that we can repay you with the same vigor and enthusiasm that was expected of you in your generation. Sumaraling salamat sa inyo lahat. Thank you very much for inviting us here this afternoon. God bless you, and God bless America.
Major General Antonio Taguba is based now in Camp Doha, Kuwait. Neither he nor the Pentagon responded to requests for an interview with him. To read his report on prisoner abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison, go to npr.org. Our profile of General Taguba was produced by Davar Artalan.